the experiences and the knowledge that he has and gives a context, and accordingly he decides the right medicine. Similarly, as an entrepreneur, you have to observe and see if your potential customer is not feeling comfortable, then what's the point of selling him a product? I'll give you a very simple example. We go to restaurants, right? And sometimes, even in the good restaurants I go, I see that even in five stars, if it has happened that the glass is not clean, the table is not clean, the communication amongst the waiters is not great. You know, sometimes you have observed that waiters forget the order, even in the best of the best restaurants. So as a customer, I'm observing, that is part of my experience. I'm observing that, hey, you know what? I'm not getting the right kind of service. And that's how I decide. So your potential customers definitely observe you, but you have to observe five times more than that. And see, that is going to help you any which ways. If you observe your team behavior, if you observe your potential investments behavior, and most importantly, you observe your potential customers behavior, that is how you would be able to connect the dots and create value and grow as a leader. Next, very important quality. You know, we discussed about strengths earlier. Please remember one thing, Raj, that if you start any business, you will never be able to do it alone. So that's why you have to understand your strengths better